Hello, everybody. This is National Consultant Maryam Waydo, and I want to welcome you all to our special Business Builder call tonight. I know a lot of people are anxious to hear what our CEO, Jerry Thompson Jr., has to say tonight. I'm super excited that he's on the call. We had a great call with the National Consultants today, and then I know they had another great call with the Executive Consultants. But I know for me and Richard, when all the rumors started going around last week, one of the things we said is we weren't concerned. We weren't concerned if it was true. We weren't concerned if it was not true, because we know Jerry and Chris. We've worked with them for 13 years now, and we know those two men, whatever decisions they make, it's going to be what's best for the company, and it's going to be what's best for the field. And so we just had all the faith in the world that our company is led by some really incredible leaders. That's always going to lead us through any trials and bumps and bruises that we've had for the last 13 years. They've had an incredible track record. And for me personally, I remember the day where I was nursing Zachary, my youngest, 11 years ago at Ambition, and Jerry asked, you know, brought me some water and said, you know, I heard that you might be, not be coming back to work because you're going to might stay home with your kids. And it was the year of the plague. Like, everything that could go wrong in energy went wrong. We had record high heat, record high electric bills. My sister told me, don't call me ever again. She was so mad at me. Lots of conversations like that. And I remember him telling me, you know, we would love for you to come back to work, but if you decide to stay at home with your kids, just know we're happy for you because you came and got what you came here for. And in that moment, I just knew that this was the company for us and that we were with the right leaders and the right company. So it gives me great, great pleasure to introduce our co-founder and CEO, Jerry Thompson Jr. Jerry, you on?
I am, Mary. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Thank you, Jerry.
That's great. Well, thank you for the invitation to join you all tonight. I know this is such big news, and it's exciting news, but for those who haven't been in the middle of everything going on, it's concerning news, and it's because there's change and there's uncertainty about what's ahead. And I hope that tonight I can help calm the waters a little bit and bring you up to speed on, first, why did we come down this path? And second, who are these people from Vistra and what are they all about? And are they interested in the channel? And, you know, what's this going to mean to the businesses that we have spent so much time building up and have invested so much energy in creating? So why don't I start with the path and the history behind it and why we got to where we are right now. If you go back many years, this country made the decision that it wanted to have more green energy, and they made the decision that to move along the development of wind power, they would create tax credits, investment tax credits, and production tax credits. And the investment tax credits were given to investors to build wind farms, and the production tax credits were subsidies that were given for every megawatt of power that was generated by these wind turbines. And together, those two credits helped develop the wind turbine generation industry that has really swept across the nation, but more than any other place in Texas, by a factor of almost 2 or 3 to 1 behind the next largest state. Texas has developed more wind and therefore has been at the front of what is really sweeping across the country. That all is very good. I mean, from a policy perspective, it's great. But the unintended consequences of tax subsidies roll into where we are today, and here's why. Back in the early days, it was almost inconsequential and imperceptible when wind was just setting on the scene here in Texas. But over time, those investors, those wind generators, were able to pay people to take their power and still make a profit. That flipped upside down the economics for all the traditional generators, and those are coal and nuclear and natural gas generation facilities. And over a period of time, as older generation facilities aged out and needed to be retired, they were always historically replaced with new generation plants. but the new generation plants' economics were no longer the same. They couldn't generate the same returns that historically their older peers might have gotten. So what ended up happening is that we saw it first here in Texas, or most here in Texas, is that the new generation facilities were not getting built. As a result, Texas became more and more dependent upon wind, and that buffer amount of generation, which always protected the grid from ever being overstressed and brownouts and blackouts coming along, the buffer decreased pretty rapidly. ERCOT, which is the grid operator here, seeing what was happening, started putting out incentives to, you know, incentivize investors to come back into these new plants. When we first started the business back in 2006, the cap on what they could sell a megawatt for was $1,000. Today, it's now $9,000. That's $9 a kilowatt. And that's what they can charge when the grid is most stressed and people need that incremental amount of power. What we've seen is that the buffer electricity here in Texas has slipped from over 15% last year to less than 7.5% this year. And the stress on the grid is greater than it's ever been. And in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, people here in Texas have observed that we have hit that $9,000 number several times. The short summary of what I'm saying is that the historical path we've been on, where we've always been able to hedge our risk, is no longer the case today. Because of what's happening in the marketplace, with the lack of traditional generation replacing the older generation, we are at a period where we hit these scarcity events and these $9,000 numbers, and for the generators, it's like winning the lottery. For the what they call gentailers, people who have generation and retailing, it's a wash because they own both generation and they own the retailing. If one wins, the other loses, they still net out pretty much even. But for the independent retailers, retailers like Ambit Energy, who stand alone out there with no generation assets, we have become the shock absorber in the industry. We don't get the upside, but we bear all the risk on the downside when we hit those very high numbers. And that has always been a concern to us. So about a year ago, we realized there's no way to hedge or price your way out of this risk conundrum that we are suddenly engaged in. And at some point, for the sake of all of our people, all of our consultants and our customers, we're going to have to find generation assets that we can pair up with. Wall Street understood this. They began valuing companies that own both generation and retailing more than generation on a standalone company or retailing on a standalone basis. And so earlier this year, we made the decision that we had to move forward with this, and we began to engage in discussions with a number of different retailers or gentailers, people who had generation and retailing assets. And one company stood out above all others, and that was Vistra Energy. And as I said in my note that I sent out to everybody today, when the first time Chris, Leslie, John, and I sat down with Vistra, they said almost at the very beginning of our meeting, "We like direct sales. We want to see your channel grow." And it pleased us to hear that because we were impressed with them and we saw that they truly understood what Ambit was all about. By coincidence, we're both here in Dallas. And so we grew up getting to know the people at Vistra's predecessor company, TXU. And we got to see them as we were friendly competitors, but we competed for the same customers out there in the marketplace. But over time, through many breakfasts, we got to know their executive management team, and they got to know us. And there was a healthy dose of respect between us for each other because of the way we conducted business. And we were always respectful to them. They appreciated that, and they were respectful back to us. And as these discussions progressed, they suddenly began to peel back the onion and realize just all of what Ambit had to offer, with great people, great consultants, great customers, great systems. And they liked all of that. And we started taking into consideration them versus others in the industry who were interested in us. And in the end, Vistra was head and shoulders above everybody else. So we negotiated, and we finally came to a decision to work with Vistra, and we reached an agreement to sell to Vistra, and they were to purchase us. A couple of days ago, Jim Burke, who's their chief operating officer, and he was formerly the CEO of TXU, the largest retail, largest energy company in Texas, Jim sent me a letter. And the letter describes why Vistra became so interested in Abbott. And that is a letter which I read to everybody earlier today on our different conference calls. And Mary asked me to share with you all tonight because it really sheds light into their thinking and why they decided that they wanted to, you know, purchase Abbott and what they found attractive about Abbott. So if you'll bear with me, I'd like to read it to you. It's not very long. It says, "Jerry, we are very excited about the combination of Abbott and Vistra Energy. I congratulate you and your team, as well as your independent consultants, on building an outstanding retail company. We have watched and competed with Abbott for years and look forward to pairing Abbott's industry-leading network with our strong retail and wholesale capabilities. I thought it might be helpful to share a few key reasons why our leadership team at Vistra is excited to pursue this opportunity with Abbott. First, Abbott is the largest energy-focused direct seller in the United States, and we are one of the largest retailers and generators in the U.S. Incredible opportunities for growth exist by putting our two companies together. Second, Abbott is a well-respected company, and its leadership team is well-known to Vistra. It is not only what you have accomplished, but how you have accomplished it. We admire and share the vision of being the finest, most well-respected retail electric provider in America. Third, Abbott's retail footprint overlaps well with Vistra's generation assets, important in ERCOT, but also across the United States, which should provide a stable platform for growth. Fourth, Abbott has a sophisticated proprietary IT platform that provides key operational efficiencies and capabilities that we look forward to leveraging. Fifth, Abbott has an established brand and an attractive customer base with stable acquisition and attrition rates. Six, and this is really an important one, Abbott has the finest network of consultants in our industry and a tremendous support team that is critical to their success. Vistra desires to have a direct connection with this channel." I want to read that one again, just so everybody hears it one more time. "Abbott has the finest network of consultants in our industry and a tremendous support team that is critical to their success. Vistra desires to have a direct connection with this channel. Finally, one of our core principles is doing business the right way. We admire Abbott's commitment to the shared core principle as expressed in the saying, 'Never sacrifice integrity for growth.' We share the common values of being customer-centric and innovative. And in closing, of course, our team looks forward to getting to know Abbott even better over the coming months. We hope to meet even more of the team at Ambition in 2019. Jim Burke." So when you look at it, you know, from the very beginning of our discussions, they expressed a real interest and desire in this channel and in the customers that this channel has been able to bring to Abbott. It's something that they want to add to their portfolio of companies and the channels that they engage in today. It's something they're very excited about. But I think the excitement is largely become they have a great deal of trust in who Abbott is and what we have accomplished and how we've gone about building our business. They've gotten to know our management team not only recently, but over the years they've observed us and they've met us here socially and professionally here in Dallas. They have been able to observe how our consultants perform and act in the marketplace, and they are you know, they take a great deal of pride in how they conduct business, but at the same time, they respect those who compete honorably, and that's something that they have seen in Abbott. Of all the teams that we saw out there, their management team was the most professional and the most respectful that we engaged with. And that's why I think this is such exciting news. It truly is pairing generation with retail. It's truly bringing into Ambit another management team who thinks just like we do, who values being, you know, the finest and most respected, who appreciates what it takes to never sacrifice integrity for growth, and who really wants to get to know the independent consultants that we have and enhance what we're able to do in this business. Once we're combined, Vistra will be the largest independent provider in the country, and Ambit will be a part of that stable platform. Their market cap today, I think, is somewhere around $11.5 billion. Those are deep pockets, and they have a huge platform for stability and generation and opportunities in the years to come. They respect and admire what John has built on the IT side, and they see that as something that can really enhance their operations. They understand that Ambit is a very entrepreneurial, fast-moving, innovative company, and that's something any big company appreciates and wants to bring into their fold. And so when you look at Ambit and check all the boxes from where what they're looking for, we're a great fit for them, and they're certainly a great fit for us, especially because of the integrity and honor that we think that management team has and that organization has. Questions have been coming to us all day long about a number of different things. I wish we had more answers. We don't yet. We're continuing to have conversations. Their management is coming over to visit with ours for the first time on Friday morning, and then again throughout next week to really get to know them better. They've committed to come to Ambition. They're excited about it. They said they'd even put on black ties to come to the black tie dinner. And then on Saturday morning and the opening of Ambition, after John Burke does his gig up on stage, Chris and I will interview Jim Burke, their chief operating officer, and Scott Hudson, who's CEO of TXU, and talk to them about their backgrounds and what they find so appealing about Ambit and what excitement they see in the future and opportunities they have in front of us. I think it's key to understand that we didn't take this step lightly, and we took it because we thought the path that we've been on for the last 13 years won't exist in the next few years. The marketplace has undertaken such drastic changes in the past few years that the risk we would take on to go it alone outweighed, you know, it was more than we thought was acceptable from everybody's perspective. We know how hard you all have worked to build your organizations, your downlines, your teams, and we know how important it is to each of you and your families. And we understood that we just needed deeper pockets and a larger platform of stability to weather these storms. This is like getting on that aircraft carrier. And when those storms hit out in the ocean, rather than getting washed around, that aircraft carrier just plows right through the choppy waters. Well, that's what Vistra is all about. And I think that's what they're going to help bring to our organization. They're going to, you know, really nurture the best of it and encourage us to get out and grow. As they said the first time we met them, we really like your channel. We want to see it grow. Well, we think they're sincere when they say that, and I think the only way you all can hear that yourself is by coming to Ambition 2019, hearing it firsthand, shaking their hands, looking them in the eye, and forming your own impressions. And I think when all that is done, you'll walk away with the same reaction that we had, that the best is yet to come, and we're looking forward to the golden years of Ambit Energy. So, Mary, I think that's a pretty fair summary of what we said earlier today. Was there something I missed or something more you'd like to hear?
No, I think you covered it all very greatly, Jerry, and it was actually great hearing it the second time. I heard a lot of things that I hadn't heard before, which is why we record the call. But we appreciate you taking the time. I know your schedule is very, very busy even without this news, but I'm sure it exponentially increases your time demands.
I look forward to seeing everybody at Ambition, and thank you all for everything that you do. These are exciting times, and I know that you will see the same thing that we do. Hopefully everybody can turn out and come and meet everybody firsthand. But thanks again for your time, your energy, and all that you do for all of us and all of our customers. Have a great night, everybody, and thank you very much for being on here tonight. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. We'll see you next week. All right, guys, don't hang up yet. We've got a whole host of Nashville consultants on the call. One of the great things about our business is that we attract people from all walks of life. And after being on the call with all the nationals, we had some great leaders on a call. And everybody comes from a different walk of life. And so we all heard different things in what Jerry and Chris shared today. And so I want to bring up Frank Schmeling on the call. And he heard things as a business owner. He's had huge businesses, very successful in the business realm. He heard things that I didn't hear in the call because of his background, his business experience. So I want Frank to share, you know, what his takeaways and the things that he really highlighted and liked in what he heard today. Frank, you there?
Mary, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. And first off, and thank you so much for hosting this call. And I mean, how exciting is it that our CEO jumps on the call and to read that letter that we got to hear earlier today from the Chief Operations Officer of Jim Burke really just means a lot. And I actually want to dovetail a couple of the different things. And as Mary mentioned, with respect to from a business perspective of why I am personally so excited about this and not to be rah-rah about it, but why I literally looked at this from a business perspective and why I think this is so advantageous for each and every one of us. As we know, and as Mary said, I was fortunate to be the first consultant back in 2006, 13 years ago. And so when I was listening to, you know, this all go down, you know, I realized, let me look at the bigger picture. And coming from a very similar background with Jerry in telecommunications, we saw consolidation go on just because of regulation changes. And I think Jerry did a phenomenal job of explaining, you know, the reason for why we've had this transition and why we need to do this and what necessitated it. And I just wanted to hit a couple points of what Jerry and dovetail on what Jerry had talked about and add to, you know, my viewpoint of why I'm so excited about it. And so, you know, Jerry used a word called gentailer, and I think that was really important for people to understand what that really means. And I'm not going to get too business oriented, but there's something called vertical integration, and in vertical integration is when companies look for better ways of increasing profit margin. And so in our scenario, a generator is obviously, you know, the power generator for us, and Ambit was originally a retailer. And so by Vistra purchasing us and acquiring us, they now become this gentailer. And so, you know, what I loved about it and why I really was so excited about this and why I continue to be even looking forward to meeting all these gentlemen on at Ambition is because you're matching the largest direct seller with one of the largest generators of power. And so, as Jerry alluded, that was the first point that Jim Burke had mentioned. But the other things that I think are important need to understand is the fact of that we have so many other synergies. The third point that he spoke about, which was the footprint and our footprint, not only of a customer base, but within their generation assets, and how that will allow us to have that stable platform and the continuation for growth. These are all critical elements that, you know, we all made decisions on, that we all decided to become a part of this opportunity, is because of the decisions that Jerry made and Chris made, and now knowing going forward that we're going to have this perfect synergy with this company, and it's going to allow us to streamline. The other things that I think were important, and this was in something that Vistra put out on an investor deck, and that was the fact of how Ambit has attractive customer acquisition costs and that we have a committed customer base with low loss rates. And so when you combine all those different elements and then the number six, the network of consultants that we have, I can't begin to tell you how excited when you add all those elements together. It's the perfect recipe for what Jerry talked about one time, and that is the window of opportunity. And I personally think that this is an absolutely tremendous window of opportunity for those that choose to jump in through that window. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I think if you look at it from a business and strategic standpoint, we couldn't ask for a better partner, a better acquirer, so that we can all grow and all become financially free. And I'm just looking forward to not only Ambition, but what the future is going to hold being a subsidiary or acquired by Vistra Energy. And so I'm excited for those reasons. And Mary, I'm going to throw it back to you.
Yeah, that's awesome, Frank. You definitely pointed out things that I wouldn't have seen and some of your terminology, I know for some people was a little over their head because I had to hang with you on some of it. But one of the things you said about our acquisition costs that I think they love about our sales channel is that we acquire customers at a really cheap price compared to other retailers, and we keep them way longer. And that's the benefit of having a direct sales channel. So I just love those points that you made. And, you know, we've got another couple on the phone, national consultants, Chris and Debbie Atkinson. Chris, Debbie, you guys there?
Absolutely, Mary. Hey, thank you for putting all this together and helping everybody out tonight. You know, I just want to tag on to a couple of points that Jerry Thompson made from the letter that he got from the COO, Jim Burke, because, you know, I've never been a part personally of a big buyout like this, but to know that the other company paid full attention to everything, right? That's what really got my blood boiling in a positive direction. And I couldn't tell everybody enough how excited I am about our future. But the couple of points I want to mention from the letter from COO Jim Burke was this: Ambit is the largest MLM in the energy field. Okay, that means they notice what goes on. And they said that we have an established brand. I don't know what you read into that, but when I hear that an outsider, so to speak, says that we have an established brand, that means they've been paying attention. That means that you and I and every single person on this call, we've done our part and we've done it very, very well. And we've done it because of the next point that they said. We're the finest network of consultants with the support team and staff that can continue to make it happen. And when I continue to hear Jerry's voice, when I hear Frank talk about the cost of acquisition like you followed up with, and to know that Vistra is coming into us, knowing that we already have a brand because of what we have all done, that we're already the largest direct seller of energy that there is, and that we're doing it in the finest capacity, it just makes me so excited about our future. It really does. I mean, Jerry, you know, you could have ended the call after Jerry, but to continue on and just realize the spot that we're all in, and that the company Vistra that's merging with Ambit realizes the job and how well done that we have all put forth, and they're going to just step in and allow us to continue to do and maybe even help us do it a little bit better. Debbie had to step away, but the main point that she wanted to make was this, because they said it to us early on, and it's holding so true at this exact moment in time. If you ever wanted to be at the right place at the right time, well, welcome to your dreams. It's now the right place at the right time with the right company and the right backing. God bless you all, and Mary, back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. You know, kind of something you said made me think of this. It's like we're on a race car team, and we've got a pretty darn good race car, and now we got the best in the name in NASCAR acquiring us, and we're just going to be able to run that much faster. So I'm super excited about it. We've also got national consultant Kirk Horan, who's like beside himself right now. So Kirk, you on?
I'm here, Mary. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Well, I'm as excited as everybody else. Thank you for having me on. It is an honor. You know, some of the things I took away from today, asking questions and getting answers is, you know, Jerry said the path that Ambit has been on for the last 13 years no longer exists. And as anyone in business knows, you have to be ready to adapt, and being independent in this industry is no longer an advantage. You know, when they met with Vistra, they expressed, you know, their belief in our channel, and they think highly and they value it. And that was all important to me. You know, I was a nervous wreck when I first heard this news, like many of us were. And, you know, after hearing more and more as we go forward, knowing that we're now a part of an $11 billion company, you know, the best analogy Jerry gave today, you know, is comparing us to a successful football team, and it's always scary getting a new head coach. But I believe we're in good hands, and the pairing is providing more certainty for our future. And, you know, they believe in the field we have. And I just want to tell everybody, now's the time to get focused. You know, I mean, I don't know if it was planned to for all this to come together at this moment in time, but the fact that it did right before Ambition, and we're all going down there, we're going to be excited. And, you know, people need to come out and be laser focused. As Chris Chambliss said today, get back to work. People need to get back to work. Stop sitting on the sidelines and forget about all the distractions. The other thing I would say is, anytime news like this comes out, there's the vultures are circling. And, you know, you need to show your commitment and your belief level and get out there and get to work. I'm excited. I look forward to seeing everybody at Ambition, and thank you for having me on. Have a great night. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt. Thank you for, you know, I think for us, we were pretty confident when we heard the news. I think a lot of people were in your place where they were really nervous about it. So thank you for expressing that. And that's totally normal. It's totally normal, whatever you felt when you first heard it. So we've also got national consultants Jim and Kim Mason on. You guys there?
We are, Mary. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Mary. What a great call. And I want to echo a lot of what we're hearing. I am truly excited. As I listen to Jerry and the leadership, the people who have been here since it started, I had an interesting conversation with a guest last night, and we get these questions a lot. Is it saturated? Is it done? Did I miss it? Boy, I wish I'd have gotten started when you did. And as I hear this development here, it's like we're getting a new chance at a fresh start, a new first chance to start. And I am truly excited to see what this is going to bring to the company. It is just amazing. These guys have our best interest at heart. If you think about what they're doing on our behalf, what they're capable of putting together, this a deal with an $11 billion company, and we get the benefits of it. We sit on the sidelines and wring our hands and worry about it. You think about the decisions that these guys make every single day to make this company successful. What I would suggest is we got 7 days to Ambition, and you should be on the call, calling all the people who've been sitting on the fences, wondering if this is real, wondering if they can make money. Call them and tell them to step up the plate because they're getting another chance.
I agree with Jim and everything everybody said tonight, Mary, and thank you so much for having us on the call this evening. You know, last night we were in Pittsburgh and we were with about 60 people. There were 13 guests there. It was an amazing back to the basics Ambit Energy business presentation. And you could just feel the energy of what we have our hands on. And as we were driving back from Pittsburgh through the West Virginia mountains to Virginia, it's just ringing true with what Jerry just said now, because we go through these foothills and these mountains that are just completely covered as far as your eye can see with wind farms. The monstrous windmills are everywhere. And it just goes to show you just how smart Jerry is, that he completely understands this industry. We've always relied on Chris and Jerry to make sure that the right decisions were made for all of us here in the field. And they're doing that now. Chris said today on the call that in the future, we're going to be able to rely on Vistra the same way that we've relied on them. And that is our goal. We have the ability now with new leadership to just go bigger and even better. And change, you know, ultimately is inevitable. And there's a great book. It's a simple, simple read. And I would recommend everybody read it before Ambition. Brian McClure introduced it to us early on in our journey. And it's called Who Moved My Cheese? And it's by Spencer Johnson. And it talks a lot about the fact that things change and you have to be willing to move and adapt with that change to be successful. I know with what's going on now, we're all going to be bigger, we're going to be better, we're going to be more stable. And as Jerry said today, one of the things that struck a chord with me in the call, he said, we have now put our business in a safe harbor. And that should give us all reassurance that this is the path for greater opportunity, greater growth, and really greater security for each and every one of us. So I echo what Jim said. Let's get more people to ambition. Registration is back open through Sunday night. Let's make this happen, guys. We're really, really excited about this. Thanks so much.
That's really awesome. I don't know why it made me think of this while you were talking about some of the things that you said about starting fresh from where we are. You know, one of the things that we love watching is Shark Tank and our family. And I feel like we have come and we've presented our business and we have like this amazing business and every shark has wanted to partner with us. And we looked at all the sharks and we decided what was the best one for us. And now that shark has the opportunity to take us to places we never thought was possible. So I'm crazy excited about this opportunity. So, but the last speaker I want to bring on is none other than our number one income earner, Brian McClure. And Brian just finished his Sunset Tour. But I think this is really, really super exciting news. So I'm going to bring on Brian. Brian, are you there?
I'm here, Mary. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Great. Well, I appreciate you and Richard taking a leadership role and putting this call together and every Sunday night as well. I tell you, I did just finish the Sunset Tour. It was fantastic. Got a little emotional in Tyler with Coach and the crew, as you know, that was my last one of those trainings. But I tell you, after I heard this news, I actually had heard it when the website put out kind of a leaky article on it on Thursday, and it, you know, of course, a lot of things have evolved over the last couple of days, and it actually had me scratching my head saying, man, you know, I don't know if you're, you know, I question my timing as to slow down. So, you know, always reserve the right to be smarter tomorrow than I am today. So we'll see what the future brings. But, you know, I want to touch on a couple of things, because I've gotten literally hundreds of calls and text messages and emails and everything. You know, first and foremost, if you haven't figured it out so far, if you're on this call, nothing's happened to your commissions. You know, you're going to continue to get paid. And, you know, I've addressed this for years and years and years. You know, people have come up to me in different trainings I've done, and they said, well, how do I know I'm going to continue to get paid? And I said, well, you know, if you didn't get paid, what would happen? And of course, the obvious answer is, well, I would leave the service, and so would everybody else. And so, you know, Vistra's paid a tremendous amount of money on a per customer basis to acquire not only the channel, but the customer base and the technology. And so it's just not going to happen. In fact, if you really look at it mathematically, industry statistics would tell us, no announcements from Vistra or anybody else, but the statistics say, if you look at all the different channels of acquisition that companies like Vistra has, or NRG, who owns Reliant, et cetera, you know, they do telemarketing, they do door-to-door, they do direct mail, they do television here in Texas. If you look at all those different methodologies, they average somewhere around $250 to acquire a customer. Ambit's never published our number. I don't know what our number is, but, you know, my educated guesstimate is somewhere around $50 a customer. So we acquire customers approximately at 20 to 25% of the cost of the competition. And as you so amply pointed out earlier on the call, Mary, we retain our customer longer. So not only is our cost of acquisition a lot cheaper, but the value of our customer is a lot greater. So if you look at that, and I guess the other point I want to make is, you know, this transaction, there's a, you know, definitive agreement to purchase. The transaction is not going to close until, you know, late October, November. So Vistra does not own us today. So if you got on this call thinking, hey, there's going to be some huge announcement at Ambition and we got a multi-billion dollar company that's going to throw a lot of money at us, that's not happening. Ambit, the close has to occur. And then, you know, Vistra has already started the process to become familiar with our business. And like any good company, they're going to understand the numbers before they start to make some moves in the marketplace that may affect us as consultants. I'll tell you now, I would not miss simulcast in January. I can tell you that the transaction will have been complete. Ambit will be part of Vistra at that point. And I tell you, I think we're going to be floating out of simulcast. With that said, I think that we're going to have the most historic ambition ever in the history of ambition. You know, the first ambition at Lost Pines, the Hyatt Lost Pines in Bastrop, Texas, with about 700 people there, was historic because it was the first one. I remember when they announced free energy, you know, historic announcement. I can remember when we went from 6 levels to 7 levels, historic announcement. A lot of historic things have occurred at Ambition. But for this announcement to come before Ambition, for us to be able to hear directly from the powers to be at Vistra, for a question and answer session to happen on stage at Ambition, you know, I do think it's a new beginning. I think it's just like the flower. It hadn't even come up through the ground yet, but the seed is planted, and it's going to come up through the ground. It's going to bloom in late October or November, and what's going to happen from that bloom is going to be historic. So I, again, want to encourage people to go back in, get registered for Ambition. If you're not, use this news to encourage people that may have said, oh, I'm just, not interested. Come here, touch, feel. There's nothing like it. It will be a historic Ambition. But, you know, with the ability to acquire customers a lot cheaper through our channel, Ambit Energy, the other thing that's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of synergies. And Frank mentioned the investor deck. You know, if you go to Vistra's website and click on Investor Relations and then click on Presentations, there's a little line item and there's a PowerPoint in there. There's the news release. It's the first one in the drop down. There's also a little presentation, and it's basically an investor deck where they're showing their investors the synergies of this. But think about it. Vistra already has every department that we have. And so the people that are on Jerry's side of the business, running the business, if you will, the energy side of the business, they're going to simulate into Vistra. They're going to leave for other opportunities, but there's going to be synergies picked up there. You know, they don't need two law firms representing the same company, you know, so whoever the independent law firm that represented Ambit corporately, you know, is instead of us having a law firm and them having a law firm, there's only one law firm, half the expense, if you will. And then on the marketing side, they've never done anything like this. So they're going to retain all of those assets. So Daryl and Eric and you know, all the people that we're so familiar with on the marketing side, that come out and meet and greet us that we all know, love, and trust, all those people are locked in. And of course, with any transition, you don't have all of the answers. But, you know, what's going to happen over the next several months is you're going to see a giant. You know, we were the Coca-Cola and other major generators, you know, picked up Big Shot Soda and some of the minor people out there, but Vistra picked up Coca-Cola, if you will, and we're the 800-pound gorilla. No effect on the operations in Canada or Japan. And I think what you're going to see is you're going to see some movement, the likes of which we've never seen. And I want to elaborate on one other point that Jerry made, because I want everybody to understand that Jerry talked about, you know, last Thursday there was $9,000 per megawatt or $9 per kilowatt. Think about that. We're selling a kilowatt for 10 cents approximately. And then all of a sudden, because of the spike in usage, we're paying $9 for what we're selling at 10 cents. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot of kilowatts to come up with a multi-million dollar loss. So in Amba's case, that's a multi-million dollar loss. There's, you know, and so we have to make up those profits by adjusting rates moving forward and do that. In Vistra's case, there's zero loss. So Vistra is the generator. The generator collected the $9,000 or the $9 a kilowatt, and Vistra, the retailer, paid it. So it went out of the left pocket, went into the right pocket, zero net effect on the shareholders of Vistra. That is so important to understand, that we're no longer at the whim of polar vortexes or heat waves in Texas or whatever. We now have the aircraft carriers, Jerry's analogy, to weather all those seas and to be able to have that. And the other thing that I'd like to address that, you know, has come up on a lot of the calls that I've had with different individuals, they say, well, you know, I heard it wasn't good when XL Telecommunications went public, and it's not a good thing for a network marketing company to go public. You know, when XL and these other companies went public as network marketing companies, it was 100% of the company. So it would just be like if Vistra didn't buy Ambit and Ambit were to go public, that necessarily I don't think would be a good thing, because in a public environment, what you have to do is you have to manage to the best value for the shareholders, which sometimes is in conflict and what's best for the consultants. And I actually experienced that in XL Telecommunications. My point is this, is we, Ambit Energy, are small percentage, you know, I believe less than 5%, you know, be less than 5% of the revenue of Vistra. So it's not going to be managed based on the profitability of Ambit Energy. It's going to be managed on the profitability of Vistra, which allows them to, you know, pump money into Ambit for customers. Keep in mind, just like Ambit Energy being owned by Vistra is no different than Ambit Energy as it is today. The bottom line is they want customers, and the bottom line is we can acquire customers cheaper, and we can acquire a customer that's going to stay longer. And we are the golden goose, and I have a very strong feeling, my personal opinion, and all this will sort itself out, and I'll be proven right or I'll be proven wrong. I believe that they're going to feed the golden goose very handsomely. I believe it'll be next year. I believe it'll take a little bit of time. But I think that, as Jim said, there's a rebirth here, the likes of which we've never seen. And I think that if somebody has any gumption whatsoever to ever be involved in work Ambit Energy again, I think it's important to not only get yourself to ambition, but to get your organization to ambition, because it is going to be a historic day. So I'm excited to see everybody in ambition geared up for that. I'm anxious like a kid on Christmas Eve to go ahead and get there and listen to what these guys have to say, see everybody, hug a bunch of necks, take a bunch of pictures, and share in the excitement of this incredible news. So with that, Mary, I'll turn it back over to you to call, finish out the call.
Yeah, Brian, I couldn't agree with you more that this is a super exciting time in our business. And, you know, one of the greatest things that we can do is have us come together as a field, full force, united, to show Vistra Energy why it was such a great idea for them to acquire Ambit Energy. Because we have a sales force like none other in the network marketing industry, none other in the energy industry. There is a culture that we have of working together that just doesn't exist anywhere else. And people comment all the time, like, there's something different about Ambit Energy, which is why we really are the golden goose. And I agree with Brian, they're going to feed us handsomely, this golden goose. I'm super excited about what it's going to mean for all of us, especially those of us who are going to roll up our sleeves and get to work. And, you know, ambition is rolling around next week. I'm sure we're going to have some really great announcements, but it is not too late. Go ahead and get more people on your team signed up for ambition. They opened online registration again. It's again $159 or $169, whatever the price is, but it's definitely cheaper than what it would have been if they had to go on site. So it's going to be open until Sunday at midnight Central Standard Time. So make sure you get your team registered. For those people who are not sure, not on the call, or iffy about the business, now's their time to reengage. It's just like what you heard on the call. It's a great time to start all over wherever it is you're starting from. Maybe you've got a great growing business and it's a great time to springboard from that. Maybe you're not as far as where you'd like to be. It's still a great time to springboard from that. So get everybody on, and thank you to all the leaders that got on the call tonight. It's been a tremendous call. I can't wait to listen to the recording. The recording will be up tomorrow at topambitleaders.com, so be on the lookout for that. I'm going to unmute the line so that everybody can say goodnight to all the leaders. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.